News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with Officer Rhonda Seaton about what I consider to be a bit of an unusual shoplifting case from last night. Unusual in the respect of the loss prevention officer actually tailing these suspects down the Earl Rudder Freeway and communicating that information to 911 dispatchers until a patrol officer was able to stop the suspect's vehicle. Several questions related to that series of events, and here's my conversation with Rhonda Seaton.
What we have on Sunday at about 8 o'clock, not too far before closing time, we received a call from the loss prevention officer at TJ Maxx, who said that he was following some subjects that he had observed shoplifting merchandise from their store. He said that he had seen them steal some purses, and he had actually followed them out of the store, and he was in his personal vehicle. They had entered Highway 6 and were traveling northbound. Luckily, we also had an officer yesterday who was northbound on Highway 6 at the time the call came in. He asked dispatch to tell the loss prevention officer to turn on his flasher so he could determine which vehicle was his. The loss prevention officer did that. The officer was able to get behind the vehicle. He did observe the vehicle that the defendants were in make two, traffic violations, and they had a broken tail light also. He did a traffic stop. The car was filled with four people, and two of the people being individuals that matched the description given by the loss prevention officer. When it was all said and done, we were able to recover about $2,300 of stolen property, purses, actually, from TJ Maxx, and were able to make two arrests in this case.
I also noticed that the accusation, I don't know whether there was ever any charge against the driver for weaving in and out traffic, and the report didn't state whether any vehicles were run off the road or anything, but that certainly could have been a possibility.
I don't believe that they were charged with that. I believe that we had somebody charged with failed to ID in this situation because they initially gave the officer the wrong information about their identity. But it was also one of the individuals who were arrested for theft.
I haven't run across very many, if any, cases where a loss prevention officer actually left the store and tailed the suspected thieves.
I don't recall having store employees follow the suspected, thieves in the past either. If it happens, it happens very rarely. Most of the time, they're governed by very strict policies as to what they can do. And many times, those policies, severely limit their authority. But in this case, I imagine that he was working within store policy, and since he did just follow them and he didn't try to take any enforcement action against them, he was basically able to just lead us to them.
What you said there at the end was going to be my next question, was there has to be some level of common sense, I guess, for someone to tail somebody accused of doing something. And it sounds like in the report that this person did as much as they should have done in keeping up with the suspect vehicle.
That's correct. We're not going to necessarily encourage our loss prevention officers or our citizens to do that, to follow vehicles, unless they can do it safely. We certainly don't want them to reach excessive speeds. We don't want them to weave in and out of traffic. We don't want them to do anything illegal when trying to follow. But if they can do it safely and without causing a danger to other motorists or themselves, then, it does help when we have somebody follow.
And that puts some responsibility, too, on your 911 dispatchers who are also looking out to make sure everybody remains safe.
Exactly. And they receive training in, what to do and, when to encourage and when to discourage them from information that they're getting from the individual over the phone.
Thanks for the update from Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.